at quarterback, number 19.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah, 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 yeah. Bernie, Bernie, oh baby, Super Bowl.
All right, welcome everybody to the 16th episode of Six B's and a P here on AquabearLegion.com. I'm your host, Brian Costco, here with you again after yet another Browns loss. Seems like that three-game win streak was so far away now. Browns lose a game that, well, let's all be honest, no one really expected them to win against a very hot Broncos team. They lose 34-12. Broncos get their 10th win in a row. The Browns play terrible and also injure several of their important players. Quick stats. Whedon, 12 for 19, 104 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Of course, he goes out with a shoulder injury, replaced by Colt McCoy. 9 for 17, 79 yards, and a touchdown to Greg Little. McCoy also had some interesting comments after the game, which we'll get to in a minute. Trent Richardson, 9 rushes for 53 yards. He left the game hurt as well with a foot ankle injury. Seems like he might be all right. Could be a go for the season finale against the Steelers. You know, the Broncos just literally played like the opposite of the Cleveland Browns. Peyton Manning, 3 touchdowns, over 330 yards. Just a great game. The Browns did hold no Sean Moreno, the Broncos running back, to I think around 75 yards or so, but Manning was just all over him. And yeah, lose 34-12, drop the 5-10, and all that they have left here this season is next Sunday's game versus the hated Pittsburgh Steelers. I mentioned Colt McCoy had some interesting comments after the game. I'd love to hear what you guys think about Colt McCoy. We've talked about him on this show here and there. Colt said after the game, this is one of my favorite quotes I read on NFL.com. "I was just trying not to get knocked out," which is always the attitude you want your quarterback to have. Seems like that hit from James Harrison still in his head a little bit from last year. And McCoy also said something else interesting. He was quoted as saying, "A couple of times they just threw the ball in the dirt to let those guys," his teammates, "rest. We were throwing the ball down the field and those guys were tired." So, nice job there, Colt McCoy, throwing the ball into the dirt. Oof. And of course, McCoy wasn't the only one speaking out and talking after this Browns loss against the Broncos. Josh Cribbs had a lot going on Twitter, of course, you know, the pro athlete's choice for blathering about. Josh Cribbs, who may or may not be playing his last game as a Cleveland Brown this Sunday coming up. He's an unrestricted free agent, I believe, after this season. Cribbs had a profane post-game tweet, which we'll save for right now because it's get mentioned later in the show. And Shermer got upset about it, didn't approve of it, blah, blah, blah. Cribbs got some heat from it. Media picked it up. He deleted it, said some stuff, apologized. So that's kind of been going on this week. That's good. Sort of a nice, pleasant distraction from some of the other things happening. Most notably injuries to Whedon, McCoy, and Richardson. Which means that, you know, without Whedon and McCoy, our season finale here coming up will be featuring Duke graduate Thaddeus Lewis, third-string quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, in possibly his NFL debut. We'll see. He's been taking first-team reps in practice, so seems interesting. And this week's trivia question later on will be about Mr. Thaddeus Lewis, so stick around for that. Signed off the practice squad this week. The Browns also signing a former NFL vagabond backup crap guy, Josh Johnson as well to serve in case they need a backup for Thaddeus Lewis. And if I could be ridiculous for a minute, I mean, let's assume Thaddeus Lewis doesn't have as much of a chance of being good as he does bad, right? I mean, this team has no quarterback play whatsoever. This guy has a chance to come in and maybe complete some passes, but he probably doesn't. A little bit negative, I guess, of me to say that, but I just don't see Thaddeus Lewis getting it done. And one of the reasons why is something I wanted to talk about in this episode. I was reading a blog post by Craig Lindell on one of my favorite Cleveland sports blogs, Waiting for Next Year. And Craig, the title of the article is Browns Fans Are Familiar with Ugly Season-Ending Games, and he was basically kind of saying this coming Sunday's game against the Steelers has all the makings of a bad late-season Browns game, specifically related to quarterbacks. And I wanted to mention something that he brought up in the article. He said it reminded him of a game, I believe it was in 08, when the Browns had no healthy quarterbacks left in the last game of the season and signed Bruce Gronkowski to play against the Steelers, also in a season finale game. And, you know, he mentions that, you know, well, Thaddeus Lewis is a little different because he's been with the Browns throughout the year and been on the practice squad and played in preseason. Browns lost that game in 2008 with Bruce Gronkowski 31-0 to the Steelers and finished the season 4-12. But these stats I wanted to share with you guys. Bruce Gronkowski in that game, 5-for-16 for 18 yards. It's almost unbelievable. And two interceptions. His quarterback rating was 0.7. Unbelievable. Josh Cribbs went 1-for-2 for 8 yards and finished with a quarterback rating of 36.6. And to show you where we were at then, the Browns' leading receiver that day was Dante Stallworth. 1 catch, 12 yards. Jerome Harrison, remember that guy? Good story there, Jerome, rising through a lot of adversity. It was great when he played with the Browns as well. This day, not so good. 2 catches for -1 yards. And Go Bobcats Ohio alum Dave Zastadil had 6 punts. Oof. And that's what scares me. Really excited to watch the game this Sunday. You know, kind of last game of the year, season finale. Of course, Black Monday coming after that, I assume. And we'll be talking about that next week on here. What was the fate of Pat Shurmur and the Brown staff? And, you know, what direction they seem to be going with the players. New CEO here, Joe Banner. But, you know, now I'm wondering, it'll be interesting to see Thaddeus Lewis. You know, I was hoping to get another chance to see this Browns team as it is right now. And, of course, we still always want to hear your feelings on that. You know, we mentioned last week, where do you see this team going? What do you think it needs? What do you think it doesn't need? And some good news as well before we get into, our normal weekly business. Phil Dawson and Joe Thomas are playing in the Pro Bowl this year. So congrats to those guys. Great seasons from those two. And Phil in his first Pro Bowl ever. Amazing season from him. Only missing one field goal all year. He had two in Sunday's loss to the Broncos as well. And three alternates as well. Alex Mack, Josh Cribbs, and DeQuell Jackson are alternates to the Pro Bowl. First team alternates. So congrats to all those guys. At least a little bit of a positive note to end on. And I should mention, too, that the Broncos game, and I'm really happy in hindsight, but I didn't even watch it. It was the first game I didn't watch this year. My wife, Sherry, and I were driving up to see my family in Lorain. We listened to it on the radio, which was kind of nice. It helped pass the drive. But, you know, it was one of those things. I mean, it just was such a terrible thing. It just so quickly got out of the Browns' hands. And like I said, you know, I mean, what were we expecting? And the Broncos went for their 10th win in a row. They're fighting for possible first seed in the playoffs. And, you know, it's obviously the Browns have a lot of really basic issues right now that are not going well for them. So just another loss, I guess. Hope for something better against the Steelers. Trivia. Let's down to some trivia. Last week was kind of an open-ended trivia question from Brian Wiebe as we drove home from the Redskins game, and he asked, you know, about time the Browns broke your heart. And Dave Obenauer, loyal viewer, loyal listener and viewer of Ghetto Blaster Magazine, frequent Aquabear podcast listener, wins again just because he was the only entry. Come on, guys. It's a good entry, but Dave talks about the Browns breaking his heart. He said he grew up on a Christmas tree farm, and every Sunday if the Browns game was on, his dad would give his brother and him the afternoon off from trimming the trees so they could watch the game. But if the Browns game got blacked out, it was back out to the field, breaking both his heart and his back. And so, very good Christmas-themed memory there from Dave. Dave, you already have most of the stuff that we've given you that you won, so we'll have to dig deep and find something cool. Thanks for commenting. And remember, you know, more than one answer next week, guys. Come on. So, Dave, you're the winner. Thanks for playing. Our trivia question this week is topical as well. Thaddeus Lewis of Duke University going to possibly have his first NFL start, or NFL regular season action this Sunday against the Steelers. And we want to know, what is Thaddeus Lewis's nickname? Tell us what his nickname is, and you will win a brown and orange Aquabear Legion button. You can do that by commenting in here, Mr. Lewis's nickname, in this article, sending us a tweet at 6B1P, or dropping me an email, brian@aquabearlegion.com. And if you win, we'll send you out a button. Tweets of the week as well. And, of course, I mentioned earlier in the episode the whole Josh Cribbs fiasco. So I do want to actually read Josh Cribbs' tweet that caused so much drama and then, of course, led to about 20 more tweets from Josh explaining how he didn't really mean that other one. Cribbs says, "See all the negativity on Twitter after I gave my life to this expletive. So to all you who are against me, expletive, all y'all. I'm still going to do me." And, of course, Shermer, like I said, upset about that. And Cribbs coming back out and saying that, you know, he was just really frustrated after the loss and didn't mean it that way. Of course, Browns fans, Cleveland fans in general, not necessarily foreign to the concept of its athletes attacking the fans. That happened to Chris Perez with the Indians earlier this season. And it's happened with several Browns players. And so that, I'm not even going to make that our tweet of the week, though obviously that created a lot of action on Twitter. This week's tweet of the week is a positive one. This episode wasn't necessarily so positive. So we'll end giving you a positive tweet of the week. It's coming from Phil Dawson. It's @Phil_Dawson_4. "Hey, Cleveland, we did it. I will always remember and appreciate your awesome support this season. Proud to wear the orange helmet in Hawaii." And so, congrats again, Phil. And you remember, you can find us on Twitter as well, @6B1P. That's the number 6, letter B, number 1, letter P. That's about it for this week. You know, Browns hoping to finish the season 6-10, I guess. You always want to beat the Steelers, who did get knocked out of the playoffs this week by the Cincinnati Bengals, who will be heading there as well. We'll have an episode for you next week right after the game. See maybe what happens to this coaching staff, talk about the Steelers game, and look a little bit into the future maybe with the draft and some off-season moves. A lot of people we haven't had on this season yet, and so really excited for season 2 as well of 6 P's and a P, Browns Backing Brian's Browns Backing Blog podcast. Get some more guests on here. Hopefully we'll have some special guests for the final episode of the regular season. And then look for a few in the off season as well. So I'm your host, Brian Costco. Thanks for listening to 6 B's and a P. Thanks to AquabearLegion.com as well for hosting us. Aquabear Legion, your one source for force and Ohio music and art. Make sure to share the podcast, comment in here, like us. Do all that stuff. Tweet at us. Twiddle and twaddle. And until next week, as always, go Browns. Woo! Woo!